Good morning. The health minister yesterday described the second wave of coronavirus as out of control as the government considered whether to follow France and other European countries in imposing curfews. Not to take these measures would be irresponsible, so said Francisco Egea, the deputy leader of the Castile and Leon region, which formally requested the central government to decide on a curfew. The lives of tens of thousands of people are at stake, he told a news conference. Castilla-La Mancha's health chief will request a nationwide curfew, and the Valencia region was also set to request curfew measures. But a health ministry source said it was not yet clear if enough regions would take the stance for a decision to be met yet. With the two-week partial lockdown in Madrid and its surrounding cities coming to an end on Saturday, and the contagion rates growing across much of Spain, more needs to be done, so Salvador Illa said, calling earlier yesterday for drastic measures. The Canary Islands could save the crucial winter tourism season after both Germany and England decided that the archipelago was no longer a high-risk area for coronavirus. Some 5.1 million Brits and 2.8 million Germans visited the archipelago last year, accounting for over half of its foreign tourists. It's magnificent news, so said the regional tourism secretary, adding that airlines and tour operators were scrambling to increase capacity and revise pricing in expectation of a rise in demand. After Germany took the islands off its list of high-risk areas yesterday morning, England followed later in the day, meaning passengers returning to both countries will not now have to quarantine. 3 tons of cannabis have washed up in Spain after a speedboat ferrying the 15 million euro cargo ran aground in Storm Barbara. Nearly 90 bales of cannabis resin washed up on the Isla Canela beach, close to Spain's border with Portugal. Police had to use several vehicles to move them. A high-speed vessel that had run aground was also seized, so forensic experts could go over it for clues. Officers recovered the drugs on Wednesday after heavy rain and gale-force winds swept through the area, bringing down trees and sinking boats anchored in pleasure ports. Detectives from the Guardia Civil have now launched an investigation. And after a two-day debate, Congress rejected a no-confidence motion brought by the far-right group Vox against the left-wing coalition government led by the Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez. The motion was finally backed by only Vox's 52 MPs out of the 350-seat chamber, with the remaining 298 voting against, including those of the main right-wing opposition group, the People's Party. This was the fifth no-confidence motion since Spain returned to a democracy in 1976. Vox's leader, Santiago Abascal, the candidate to replace Sanchez, achieved the worst result out of all the previous motions. That's the latest from TRE. I'm Bob James.